Hallelujah. How's everybody tonight? Blessed and highly flavored. Praise God. We are the salt of the world. Amen. You know, salt's used for preserving things. Of course, some people eat enough preservatives, they don't need salt. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is the night the Lord has made, and we will rejoice because we have a choice. I have an interesting message. 1 Timothy chapter 4. First, we must lay a little foundation. Praise God. 1 Timothy chapter 4. God, let's lift our hands to heaven and ask for a fresh drink this evening. Lord, fill us, fill us, fill us. Fill us to overflow. Touch us, change us, melt us, and mold us. And position us to where it's no longer we that live, but you that live. Not only bring illumination, but bring revelation to each and every one here tonight. In Jesus' name. In verse 1, it says, the Spirit expressly says in the latter times. Are we in the latter times? Some will depart from the faith. Amen. Now, why are they going to depart from the faith? Because they're going to take heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. That is called religion. You know why people go astray? Because of another belief system they've picked up. And when you have a flawed belief system, it produces a flawed perception of things. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. Giving heed to deceiving spirits. Again, when it says, when you see doctrines of demons, that's associated with religious doctrines, false doctrines. And there are many people who are being swayed. Many people are falling from the faith. Falling from the faith is also letting go in the area of your call. In 2 Timothy chapter 4. Is everybody there? Can't be too far away from that. Woohoo! Let's see. Verse 1. I charge you therefore, read it with me, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not, what? Endure sound doctrine, but according to their own feelings, their own desires, their own emotions, which is being influenced by deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Because they have itching ears. Let me share with you again. There are many people that, because they want to live the life they want to live, or they want to do what they want to do, will not fall into true doctrine. They'll try and find something that lines up with what they believe or what they want to do. And that's happening now. It says, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth. What real? See, let me share something with you. The word says that you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Now, you may know the truth, but still not be free, because if you don't put it into practice, you must sow truth to receive freedom. Now, then there's the other area. He says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So without sowing truth, you don't reap presence of God. Does everybody get it? Why? Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. That's why people aren't free. It's real simple. Why aren't they free? Because they're not sowing truth. They're going to live by how they feel, what they believe, and they're being deceived by spirits, and they're promoting a doctrines of demons and don't even know it. They're falling out of position, falling out of rank, and falling more and more into their own selfish ambitions. Because that's what the enemy loves to promote and produce, selfish ambitions. Is everybody okay? He said, but you better be watchful in all things, endure all afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, and fulfill your ministry. In other words, share. Listen, you got to fight to maintain truth. The devil comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. Every time you get truth, he's there to try and exchange it with something else. He's trying to steal it. What did he do with Jesus, didn't he? Jesus, knowing as the true truth, walking truth, eternal truth that came into this realm. What did the devil do? He tempted him, right? Didn't he try to exchange things for truth? He tempted him with producing bread. He tempted him with giving him fame and fortune, rule, all of these things. See, he's always trying to exchange something with me and you. That's his job, and he does it well. Look at how many famous individuals have sold their souls out for fame and fortune. Amen? So people will be taking heed to deceiving spirits. Again, these are belief systems. Everyone say belief systems. In Matthew chapter 24. Hallelujah. Matthew 24. And verse 3. Now Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives, and the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us when these things will be, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age." Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceive you. Take heed that no one deceive you. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many." In other words, there'll be many people proclaiming to be Christians or Christian organizations that will teach and preach another doctrine because there's another agenda behind it. The word even says that the devil will come as an angel of light. He said, "For you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end isn't yet. For nation will rise against nation." Of course, that's associated with ethnic group. And we're seeing a rise. Actually, it's not the people that are rising in the area of ethnic conflicts, racism, and things to that degree. It's governments that are promoting it, or even certain religions that are promoting it. And kingdom will rise against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in various places. These are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and attempt to kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Then many will be offended. They will betray one another, and they will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. Again, a false prophet is associated with a religious organization. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. Now we know that basically this gospel has been preached everywhere. There are a few places that the gospel has not been preached. We have technology now that can reach everywhere. We met an organization that they have it's pretty wild because they're boxes, and they dump them out of airplanes. And in these boxes, they last for, I forgot how long the battery lasts. I think it's a year or whatever. And it could easily be recharged by solar, by the sun. And it preaches the gospel. And it preaches the gospel in multiple languages. And I met this organization when I was away that's what they do. And so you buy so many of these things, and they'll dump them. They send them over Colombia. They send them over any place in the world. And when these things land, somebody picks it up and the gospel is preached to them. Is that wild or what? I mean, God is so cool. He's given people witty inventions to be able to reach the crevices there where nobody can get to. Now, false prophets, false Christs, multiple belief systems that will influence and deceive many to destruction, death, and separation from their Creator. And Revelation chapter 6. Now, I have shared before about what we're seeing right now, because we know about a one world order, one world economy, one world government, and one world religion. And one of the things that they're trying to produce it all, but one of the first things they're going to really produce, because they want to influence people's belief system. Why? Because if you can influence someone's belief system, they'll promote what you're doing. Amen? And we're seeing that happen. That's why many people are falling from the faith and going into the world system. But they're still living according to the world system, but calling themselves Christians. That's where he's saying there'll be many who will come in my name. And one of the things that's occurring right now, and that's why we're going here, is because there is belief systems. All of this is associated with belief systems, which is coming first. We're seeing that happen. Swaying. We're seeing people get swayed, dropping from the faith, listening to secular music. All kinds of things are influencing them. Fame, everything else. Amen? In Revelation chapter 6 and verse 1, it says, "Now I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals," and only the Lamb of God can open the seals. "And I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a voice like thunder, 'Come and see.' And I looked, and behold, a white horse." A white horse. There are official colors that are very symbolic. And he said, there was a white horse. Now, white stands for holiness. Amen? White is associated with, well, everyone knows it is associated with the belief system in Christianity. Amen? And in this, he said, "I saw a white horse, and he who sat on it had a bow." Now, he who sat on it had a bow. Well, Jesus isn't coming with no bow. Hello. He's coming with a sword. "And a crown was given to him." Jesus has many crowns. "And he went out to conquering and to conquer." So I want to talk about this first of all. White is associated with Christianity. Amen? It's associated with holiness. There are four horsemen. And these four horsemen are associated with belief systems. Everything is associated here with belief system. He says here, this bow, of course, again, is all of this, what we're reading right now with this white horse, is associated with Christianity, but false Christianity. It'll have us, again, this is associated with a symbol of peace. White is associated with symbol of peace. Amen? And this is associated because in this area of religion, it says that there was a crown. In other words, this crown that was given is a symbol of authority. But it was authority appointed by man, not by God. Again, it's a false Christianity representation. It's authority that is appointed by man. Went out in conquering. In other words, conversion, trying to convert. They're out conquering, trying to convert people to their organization. Is everybody all right? And then it says, and they went to conquer. In other words, they eventually united with multiple belief systems to conquer. In other words, somebody's coming out of this. This is called Catholicism. Most likely the false prophet will come out of Catholicism. Is everybody all right? Now, It's pretty amazing in how this fits in the white horse. Because even the Pope now wears a crown. They acknowledge him as Most High. They acknowledge him as Majesty, Your Majesty. They kneel down before him and kiss his hand. Would you let someone do that to you? Something's not right. Is everybody all right? It's a belief system. And right now, the Vatican has become a diplomatic peace center for the world, hasn't it? The Pope is traveling, trying to bring peace. When peace is negotiated between rulers of our world, the Pope and other high officials of the Roman Catholic Church are often consulted. Again, the verse states that a crown will be given to one sitting on a white horse. History teaches that the Pope originally had no crown, but today the Pope's crown is consisting of three crowns. Although Catholicism at present has no standing army, this has not always been in the case because the first crusaders were initiated by Pope Urban II, and the crusaders went under the blessing of the Pope and fought for many years. And again, I truly believe that in this, they're going to promote one world religion. They will join together to conquer. Is everybody okay? In verse 3, and it says, when I opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, come and see. And another fiery red went out, and it was granted to the one who sat on it to take peace from the earth, and that the people should kill one another, and there was given to him a great sword. Now, this is pretty wild, because red is associated with power in the area where, if you remember everything about red, communism, socialism. Look at the flags, red flags. Amen. There is an international spirit in the earth today known as the red power. Nations that embrace communism and socialism are known as red nations. Red China. Amen. Russia, for example, all these. Everywhere communism has raised its head and revolution and war has broken out. You got Korea, Berlin, and so forth, Cuba, Vietnam, Afghanistan, and all of these other areas. You know, there was a prophecy says that those controlled by this red spirit would kill one another. It has been estimated that 80 million Chinese have been violently killed and removed since communists took over China in 1948. 20 million were killed in Russia by Joseph Stalin since communism took over. Everywhere communist revolutions have gone, there have been bloodshed and death. Red represents that. So we've got, it says that it's going to take peace from the earth. Why? What do? They try and exchange it. They take peace and bring what? Torment, control. And again, this is all about a belief system. Isn't socialism and communism a belief system? Isn't Catholicism a belief system? Amen. So please understand what we're seeing right now, this whole world is going to first, it's starting to battle in wars over one another, not because of territory, but because of belief system. Then it will go to territory. Is everybody all right? Praise God. Anybody all right? Now, it says, and there was given to him a what? A great sword. Sword here is known as weapons. Russia has some powerful weapons. China has some powerful weapons. Does everybody understand that? In verse 5, when he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, come and see. So I looked, and behold, a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for denarius and 3 quarts of barley for denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine. Now, what we're talking about right here is trade and commerce. So we're talking about something called capitalism. This international spirit embodies the message of commerce, capitalism, of course. This is for reinforce the next portion of this prophecy. In this, we see that it's eventually going to take course in the area where you can't buy or sell without receiving a mark. Amen. And in this capitalism, we see that many companies have fallen because of the financial collapse. Look at the economy, what has occurred. So we know that not only this belief system, even in capitalism, it's going to cause a collapse in the economy in multiple ways. And it talks about a day's wage and so forth for denarius, because things are going to get so bad that people will do anything and everything to be able to get a piece of bread. When he opened the fourth seal, is everybody there? I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, come and see. So I looked, and behold, a pale horse. Now, I want you to understand that the word pale, in translation, if you go to the true Septuagint, it's called chloros. And this word means green. So it's like a pale green. He said, and I look and behold a pale horse, and the name of him who sat on it was Death. And Hades followed with him. Now, Green is the major color of Islam. It says, and on this horse is death, and Hades followed him. Why? Because how many know that there are suicide bombers? And here it is. When they die, they go right to hell. So Hades is following them. This is another belief system, isn't it? And it says here, is everybody okay? Are you following me?
Yes.
Praise God. And it says, and death followed, and Hades followed with him, and the power was given to them over a fourth of the earth. So they're going to be utilized to kill multiple people globally. To kill with sword. Sword means weapons. With hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth. Now, remember, these beasts of the earth are fallen angels. Does everybody got it? Why? Because behind all of these belief systems is a fallen angel, a demonic influence fallen angel. Is everybody okay? So we see here that the Islamic organization associated with the color green, it is Islam, certainly fits into the pattern of the previous three world movements symbolized by communism, Catholicism, and capitalism. These are all powerful international movements that affect the course of the nations that embrace them. They each have a symbolic color, and in this, Islam will be one of the major ones that will, you see, step in. We see it stepped in already, don't we? We see the movement of Islam. And of course, it says, one of the things about Islam is they will die to kill you. They will die to kill you. And we will pray so they don't die. One of the things that we need to pray is they get rescued. Hear the cries of Ishmael, Lord. Hear the cries of Ishmael. Amen? You know, one of the things that they have a belief system, I don't know if you know this or not, it's kind of crazy because, you know, families are proud when their sons become martyrs. Or their daughters become martyrs. They parade. They, and of course, every martyr leaves a final video for honor to the family. And the family's all rejoicing. And if they knew that they were promoting their son to go to hell, I don't think they'd be doing that. They are promised that when they die, they become a martyr for Allah, that they go to paradise. And they get 72 virgins. I mean, how dumb can you be and still breathe? That's called lust. So in other words, it's like there is no spirituality in this at all. It's all fulfillment of self. Okay, let's just kill ourselves because we're going to have more sex when we go home. Better careful what you're thinking. Hallelujah. In this, it's so what a deceptive arena. You know what I'm saying? So they're going to be, they're out there killing themselves, believing and killing for Allah because they want to kill people. Believing that they're going to go home and have virgins for the rest of their lives. That's pretty amazing to me. Hallelujah. So this pale horse is associated with, it's green. It's a green horse and it represents Islam. So we see the four major, this is associated with the horsemen that we see falling into place and has been falling into place for a period of time. But you're seeing it more and more and more. Now this will parallel with Zechariah, if you'll go there in chapter 6. Zechariah chapter 6. Hallelujah. Is everybody there? Let's read from the verse 1. It says, then I turned and raised my eyes and looked, and behold, four chariots were coming from between two mountains. And the mountain and the mountains were mountains of bronze. With the first chariot were what? Red horses. With the second chariot, black horses. With the third chariot, white horses. And with the fourth chariot, dabbled horses, strong steeds, or what you might steeds. Then I answered and said to the angel who talked with me, what are these, my Lord? And the angel answered and said to me, these are the four spirits of heaven who go out from their station before the Lord of all the earth. The one with the black horses is going to the north country. And if you realize that in the area of the north, capitalism is great. The white are going after them, and the dabbled are going toward the south country. Then the strong steeds went out, eager to go, in other words, impatient, that they might walk to and fro throughout the earth. What are they trying to do? Take over the whole earth. They're trying to monitor the whole earth. This is associated with Islam, strong. And he said, go walk and go throughout the earth. So they walked to and fro throughout the earth. And he called to me and he spoke to me saying, see, those who go toward the north country have given rest to my spirit in the north country. The word of the Lord came to me saying, receive the gift from the captives from Helda, Jabiah, and Jediah, who have come from Babylon to go the same day and enter into the house of Josiah, the son of Zephaniah. Take the silver and the gold, make an elaborate crown, and set it on the head of Joshua, the son of Zedekiah, the high priest, and speak to him, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, saying, behold, the man whose name is the what? Who's that? Jesus. From his place he shall branch out. He shall build the temple of the Lord. Yes, he shall build the temple of the Lord. He shall bear the glory and shall sit and rule on his throne. So he shall be a priest on his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them. Now the elaborate crown shall be the memorial in the temple of the Lord of Halam, Tobias, Jedidiah, and Hen, the son of Zephaniah. Even those from afar shall come and build the temple of the Lord. Then you shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. This shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. So we see the parallel with Zechariah and Revelation 6 with the four horsemen, the four chariots, the four horsemen. And Revelation chapter 9. No, I'm sorry, Revelation 6. Back to 6 and verse 9. Revelation 6, verse 9. Is everybody okay? Are you getting this? Remember, belief system is what's influencing everyone right now. Revelation 6, verse 9. Hallelujah. Is everybody there? It says, when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth. Then a robe was given to each of them, and it was said to them that they should rest a little while longer until both the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who would be killed as they were was accomplished and completed. So we see here between 9 and 11, this is great tribulation. And then it goes on in verse 12. And I looked when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood. This is the return of the Lord. And the stars of heaven fell to the earth as fig tree drops its light, late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. And the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the Illuminati, hello, and the mighty men, the commanders, and every slave and every free man hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains who were left during great tribulation, and said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. This is when the Lord returns to the battle of Armageddon. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand? Revelation chapter 6 really explains about almost, and it's parallel with Zechariah, explains much. And Matthew 24, you know that the after the towers were hit, the twin towers came down. So after the towers came down and the cleanup was going on and whatever, the Empire State Building in New York, on the top of it turned on green lights. I don't know if you know about this or not, but anyways, on the top of the Empire State Building, they lit up green lights representing Islam. What they were saying was, don't hurt the Empire State Building, I guess. I don't know. Or we love you or we forgive you or whatever. But it was a represent. It was symbolic, an area of almost welcome. In Matthew 24, in verse 29, it says, immediately after the tribulation of those days of what? The sun will be what? Darkness, just what we read, didn't we? In Revelation 6, 9 through 11. And the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. Then all the tribes of the earth will mourn and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet and they will gather together his elect from the four winds from one end of heaven to the other. So we see the parallel though. Amen. Go to Revelation 19. So we are really watching the unfolding of deceiving spirits, doctrines of demons, because of these four horsemen. Now I want you to know that they are already released. Somebody got it. They've been released. In other words, the spirits have been released. So it's just a promotion now. It's a gathering together till it gets so built up that the battle really begins to escalate. These spirits have been released. Does everybody understand that? Hallelujah. In Revelation 19, is everybody okay? Oh, glory. So we're seeing everything build up, aren't we? All over. We're watching. So what's getting ready to happen is the individuals are ready to get in position. In Revelation 19 and verse 11. It says, now I saw heaven open, and behold, the white horse, and he who sat on him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. And he was clothed a robe dipped in blood, and his name was called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Who's the army? We are. Now, out of his mouth goes a sharp sword. So he didn't carry a bow, did he? And with it, he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. And he who has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying to all the birds that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather together for the supper of the great God. This is Armageddon. In other words, when it says the sun became dark and so forth, what was standing in front of a sun? An angel. That you may eat the flesh of the kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of the horses and those who sit on them, and the flesh of all people, free and slave, both small and great. Remember, we just read this. And I saw the beast, the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse and against his army. Then the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet, who worked signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. These two were cast alive in the lake of fire, burning with brimstone, and the rest were killed with a sword which proceeded from the mouth of him who sat on the horse, and all the birds were filled with their flesh. In Revelation 20. Verse 1. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who was the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. This is when he entered millennium. And I saw the thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was commanded to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded. Who beheads? Islam. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image and had not received the mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years, but the rest of the dead did not live again until 1,000 years was finished. This is the first resurrection. Again, we are seeing the gatheringness and all the preparation all over the world. Again, these spirits have been, they're released, they're out, they're gathering. What are they preparing for? They're preparing for the individuals to step up to take over. You know, so many people go, well, what do I do? Do I build a bomb shelter? No, man, you are the bomb shelter. You know, this is where you and I are going to have to stand up. We're going to have to be bold. We're willing to die for Christ. Amen. You must be willing to die for the cause. You must be willing to die and not take the mark. You'd rather starve to death. But thank God we won't be here for that. Hallelujah. It says that we are not accounted for the wrath of God. And great tribulation will be the wrath of God. Let's find out what we need to do in Daniel 11. Daniel 11. Is everybody there? It says in verse 32 what? Those who do what? Daniel 11, in verse 32, it says, those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery. Who's this? Antichrist. But the people who what? Know their God will be strong and carry out great exploits. In other words, he will flatter. Remember, taking heed of deceiving spirits and what? Doctrines of demons. And those of the people who understand shall instruct many. That's why you're getting this now. Yet for many days they shall fall by the sword and flame, by captivity and by plundering. Again, people are going to be looking for you. You will know the truth when things are happening. That's why we do these trainings, to prepare you. What are the four horsemen? It's a belief system. The spirits that are here right now, these are beasts. A beast is a fallen angel. Behind every belief system is a fallen angel promoting deception and doctrines of demons. In chapter 7, if you'll go there for a minute, in verse 21. Chapter 7, verse 21 in Daniel. It says, I was watching, and the same horror was making war against the saints and prevailing against them until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was made in the favor of the saints of the Most High. And the time came for the saints to possess the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom on the earth, which shall be different from the other kingdoms and shall devour the whole earth, trample it and break it in pieces. The ten horns are ten kings who shall rise from this kingdom, and another shall rise after them. He shall be different from the first one and shall subdue three kings. He shall speak pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to what? Change times and laws. Well, that's Sharia law. Then the saints shall be given into his hands for a time and times and time, half time. But the court shall be sealed, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and destroy it forever. Then the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven shall be given to the people, the saints of the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. So this is what's awaiting me and you. Pretty wild of what's going on, isn't it? Just to be alive at this time and season. God sent us into this earth at this specific time. You could have been sent into this realm at any time for the last 6,000 years. But he sent you in now. You know, sometimes we can't comprehend it because we get so caught up in survival and what we got to do and busyness. And again, it still blows me away. I'm on a planet. I see the full moon out there. I'm going, my God, I'm on a planet. And I can actually walk, talk, and breathe. I'm on a planet. Out of the whole universe, where there are hundreds of thousands of Milky Ways, galaxies, planets, I'm on a planet. God orchestrated this whole ordeal just to train us up on this one planet because he's so cool. He said, I'm God. No problem. I'm going to put you on this one planet with over 100,000, 100 million galaxies. But I'm only put you on one. But all of those are cooperating with each other to sustain this one planet. And then I'm going to blow it all up. I'm going to burn it all up. I'm going to take you all home. Because you came here for training. I'm going to remove all the powers of darkness. And then we're going to start a new one. Years and years ago, I had a vision with the Lord. And in this vision, I was above the earth. And the Lord was standing there, and there was angels, and there was other people. I didn't know. Actually, I don't know. They were like bodies, but not human. I don't know. Anyways. And I was standing there, and I was looking to the Lord, and the Lord was saying, see? And I was looking at the earth. And he said to me, this will all be gone one day, guy. And you will be with me when I start another one. I went, whoa. See, we lose sight of who we really are. See, we just look in the mirror. We need to look through it. Not to your neighbor's side, you know. We are in tremendous time right now. And such preparation is needed. Many are falling from the faith. We are watching the building of the kingdom of darkness escalating in preparation to kill mankind, God's children. And the only ones that can stop it and rescue them is me and you. That's why he sent us in this time. That's why we're here. That's why you're in this room tonight. That's why people are watching and listening. Hallelujah. Thank God we can edit. So just stay close to the Lord. Continue to stay filled. Continue to repent. Come out from among them. Let the Lord build the house and not you and me. Amen. Because those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up like eagles and they will kick butt. So be one of them. Amen. Don't falter. Don't get swayed. Don't live by how you feel. Live by truth. Practice truth. Sow truth so that the spirit of truth can possess you and you can be free. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Lord, let this seed be protected by the blood of Jesus. And let us carry this illumination of your word to the world in preparation for what's getting ready to happen. That we may be a sign and wonder for your glory and a trophy for your glory. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Be blessed.